and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10. Olivia Zelino has more.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired 2 missiles, then 40 minutes later fired another 3 as first responders and journalists were on the scene. 2 journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China to address a key American complaint about its economic model. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create 2 economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. With the media, Yellen added, progress has been made to solve the concerns of the U.S. over the trade between China and Russia.
China has emphasized that it is their policy not to provide Russia with military support, that neither of us want this to be an issue in our bilateral relationship.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. A top military commander has renewed Iran's promise to retaliate after an airstrike earlier this week widely blamed on Israel. The attack destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including 2 elite Iranian generals. General Mohammad Bagheri, Iran's joint chief of staff, told mourners gathered Saturday for the funeral of General Mohammad Rezazadeh that Iran will decide when and how an operation to take revenge will happen. Zadeh was the highest-ranking commander slain in Monday's attack. The attack on Iranian diplomatic compound was a significant escalation in a long-running shadow war between the 2 archenemies, and Israel has been bracing for an Iranian response. A Soyuz capsule carrying 3 crew from the International Space Station lands safely in Kazakhstan. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
And we have touchdown.
The Soyuz capsule returned from the International Space Station with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, Belarusian Marina Vasilevskaya, and U.S. astronaut Laurel O'Hara aboard. According to NASA, O'Hara spent a total of 204 days in the International Space Station. Novitsky and Vasilevskaya blasted off to space on March 23, 2023, 2 days later than initially planned, which caused some delays. The space station is now one of the last remaining areas of collaboration between Russia and the West. NASA and its partners hope to continue operating the orbiting outpost until 2030. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Senator Bernie Sanders' office in Vermont caught fire. Arson is suspected, but the motive is unclear. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police in Vermont are seeking a suspect who started a fire Friday outside the office of Senator Bernie Sanders. He was not there. The small blaze caused minor damage, but no injuries. Authorities say an unknown male suspect sprayed what they described as a possible accelerant on the office door, which is on the 3rd floor of the building, set it on fire and fled. They say the motive is unclear. When the Burlington Fire Department got there, they found the blaze between the vestibule, the elevator, and the entrance door. The door suffered moderate fire damage, and much of the 3rd floor sustained significant water damage. I'm Julie Walker.
Ecuadorian authorities have taken the extraordinarily unusual step of breaking into a foreign embassy to arrest a former vice president facing corruption charges. It's a move that earned the administration of President Daniel Noboa swift condemnation from fellow leaders as well as diplomats. Police entered the Mexican embassy in Ecuador's capital, Quito, on Friday night to arrest Jorge Glass, who had been residing at the diplomatic facility since December. Glass is under investigation for his management of funds meant for reconstruction efforts following a 2016 earthquake that killed hundreds of people. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.